Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, sexuality in the church, we got to be able to grab this and talk about it, because the enemy's trying to take the church down because the church is refusing to acknowledge what is God's designed. You know, mm-hmm. God, and what, you know, it can't be, sexuality can't be stopped, but it can be steered. But if you're not talking about it, the enemy's steering it, and it's not good. And if you if you never really talked about it, you can't complain where what road it ended up on.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And so we're going to be talking about that really soon, because we got to get it. You got to be truthful, and we got to be able to lay it out there to be able to help the church get free and get things steered in the right direction, so that we can love everybody and help and tell them that there's only one heaven and there's only one hell.
You know,
the question is, which sin sends you there? You know,
mm-hmm.
and the thing is the one that you didn't deal with at the cross. It's the one that you chose not to confess and you kept in your heart.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, the distance from God and us, it's not measured in miles. It's not measured in inches. It's not measured in years, weeks, or days, or hours, or minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's measured by sin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's measured by sin in our heart that we refuse to acknowledge. And God already knows that you've done it. So just
That's go, right.
you know, I've done it. I'm sorry, God. Forgive me. You know, and he does. He totally forgives us, which mm-hmm. is so cool. We've got to begin to get a frank conversation, because this whole next wave of darkness that's trying to push over the face of the earth has to do with the church's confusion in this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to find out, you know, what does it really mean? And what the truth of the matter is, and you got to find out, hopefully it'll be available on VFN TV soon, you know, to all of our subscribers, and you subscribe for free, is zero tolerance.
Oh, yes.
Because zero tolerance, everybody, the enemy convinces you, like today's governments are trying to do, that it's about this, but it's really about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government's wanting to provide, you know, all these things to people, but it's not about provision to people. It's about taking your keys, taking your authority. And what the enemy wants to do is to seduce your authority. Because God's given you, as just being a human being, because you're created in the image and the likeness of God, and Satan is a spiritual realm. That's second heaven, Ephesians 6 mm-hmm. and 12, cannot do anything on this earth unless somebody invites him in to their life, or they're held captive by him to do his will. I mean, he can't just do things.
Mm-hmm.
And so how he does that, he entices, he lies, just like in Adam and Eve and all the things that's ever happened, to get us to buy into sin.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gives him the legal right to take our authority and do things to us and with us that wouldn't happen outside of that. But we can actually take that authority back at mm-hmm. the cross. But if we don't understand that's what's going on, you could be walking around in so much shame, not realizing, yeah, it was shameful, it was bad, it was sinful, you know, but, you know, God will forgive you. All sin is bad. You know, it's not, there's only one hell. So everybody that's in one sin that are pointing at you saying your sin is bad, you know, if neither one of you repent, you're going to be surprised that you're both going to be, mm-hmm. you know, spending
That's
eternity,
right.
you know, in hell. So don't be caught up in that kind of stuff.
It's like the doctor that says, you know, do you want me to operate on you today, sir, with a knife that has a little bit of dirt or a knife that has a lot of dirt?
Right.
Which one would you like me to use?
Right, right, right.
I love no dirt. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't get into measuring sin.
Right. And we actually have, we were talking about a book. Also, it's called Click. CLICK by Bill Tanzer, and it's talking about everything, you know, you've ever clicked on in the internet, everything you ever searched for, all that kind of stuff. And that's why you see Google with such authority they're doing, because they're realizing that as everybody has searched and mm-hmm. fallen short of the glory of God, everybody has, you know, found out, and we're going to talk about that the heart is, like I said in the very beginning, you know, when the Word of God says that our hearts are deceitfully wicked. Who can know a man's heart? And mm-hmm. it's the Lord's. And the thing is not to be shocked. I mean, come on. That's what the enemy wants you to do, is be shocked. Be
right.
wise and go to the cross of Christ and say, Lord, you know, I need help with this. You know, we talk about, you know, be secure, besecure.com, that you can go and get some accountability in your life. Realize it's not strange for you to be, you have, you know, we're just going to talk a lot more about that. You got to tune into VFN Radio. We got to get this. And we got to let the world know that we're no different than him outside of them.
That's
and
right.
not trying to lift ourselves up like we're some you know, goody-two-shoe type person. We're just mm-hmm. desperately dependent on Jesus to lead us, and he does, and he's willing to, and to guide us and to forgive us. And you know, the church is not perfect. They're forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we got to get that message across, and that it's a battle in the last days for, you know, men's souls. And this is going to be the battle. You know, it's literally a battle between Jezebel and Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what happened with Jezebel. I mean, Jezebel had all of her religious things. You know, she had all of her prophets. They ate at her tables, you know, and things went her way.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, and including Ahab.
Yep.
Right? Mm.
Right.
But Ahab was the one that was chosen to be the leader. And then you had Elijah. Elijah was just kind of off in the distance, spending time with God, raising up a few leaders, you know, speaking into people's lives. But there came a time when God says, okay, now it's time to have a confrontation between the two. It's time to be able to say, all right, this is how it needs to go. You know, choose today who you're going to serve. And he brought everybody to a point of decision. The church is right now being brought to a point of decision.
Mm.
A point of decision is being where the church is coming to a place of point of decision. You know, you're going to have, you know, all of Jezebel's religion and all the things and all the cutting and piercing and sexuality, everything you can imagine in sexuality is going to be there around that particular, you know, altar as Jezebel's prophets, you know, Baal's prophets dance around it, like mm-hmm. top of the mountain for Elijah. But then you're going to have, you know, what Elijah put there and how he poured water over it and represented God's people. And there's going to be this transition of coming up, and you got to choose today who you're going to serve.
Mm.
You know, and he says he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. And that's what he's talking about right there.
That's right.
And they danced and they did all their different stuff, but they were just religious.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't relational. They didn't know God.
Mm.
You know, and so Elijah goes, you need to cry out louder. Maybe he's sleeping or something. You know, yes. And most people today, I mean, the church has gotten so fearful. They wouldn't even dare even show up on the mountain when Elijah was calling them. You know what I'm saying? They were like, oh, my goodness. Right. That's because everybody fears Jezebel. I mean, everybody. Mm. Everybody who don't fear God.
Fear God, that's right.
Fears Jezebel. They're like, they cringe. The difference between Jezebel and Elijah, obviously, is one's for God, one's against God. Both, but when you if you can discern it, if you can't discern it, you can't tell the difference. But if you can discern it, one is fierce.
Mm.
You know, one is fierce. It kind of causes your spirit to cringe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You kind of like, ugh, and the people know, oh, they're coming. And, ugh, you know, it's just like, oh, my goodness. You know, everybody tries to do what she or he wants because it's going to be all, they're going to be all huffy and puffy and all mm-hmm. this kind of stuff, you know, create a big storm. But mm-hmm. then you have the Elijah anointing is bold. And it's not fierce, it's bold. You know, and there's a difference in the two right there. You got to get that. Hopefully, it'll be available soon on VFN TV.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to figure out how to present it because it's an intense time of getting free. And it's going to, I guess, it's the message to America right now,
it
the
is.
Church.
It is the message to America. It is a noun
yeah.
word.
Yeah. And so, listen, that, you know, God does not provide for his way, for a way for his people to get free and to get out. And remember when all of Israel, all of God's people were held captive up under a spirit of Jezebel. You had Jezebel and Ahab. He was the king. She was the queen. And so it is possible for an entire nation to be up under a principality.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible. And when God began to deal with it, and we'll talk more about it, he dealt with it through raising up, you know, Elijah and Jehu. We're going to talk more about that. There's hope. I want to encourage you. This is something we're going to have to deal with. I really believe we're going to talk about and give you some wisdom on how to get free and stay free. Nothing's taking you that's not common to man. Don't let the enemy try to make you feel like, oh, this is bad. That's what it's all bad outside of God.
That's right.
Outside of Jesus Christ, you know, we would all fall, you know, short.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.